This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you were a little late getting into your seat last night, yes, you missed that brutal Fat Joe, whatever that was last night. And then you also missed this.
Here is the 1-2 to Freddie. Swung on, hit in the air to deep right. It is high, it is far, it is gone. It's a two-run home run for Freddie Freeman, his third home run of the series, and the Dodgers jump out to an immediate 2-0 lead.
And likely
that's disgraceful.
World Series MVP, you would think, though it's not over yet. John Sterling with the call here on the Fan. Mookie Betts and Kike Hernandez with RBI singles in the third and the sixth innings. As for the Yankee offense, there wasn't much. You did have Giancarlo Stanton single and double. He had two of their five hits. Another one here is where they almost scored.
2-2 on Volpe. Swung on and lined to left field, and there is a base hit. Stanton arounds third. He's coming home. The throw is in time. Good throw by Teoscar. And they did nab him as he came home.
It was a perfect throw.
All right, Jerry, you are a baseball savant.
Right.
You are. Your coach. You love baseball. You've been all over baseball. And I'd love to get your opinion about this.
Okay.
You're down 3-0. And, of course, you have a man on second base that you've told this year not to run. They told him not to run. So just do your thing. Don't pull a hamstring. Don't pull a calf muscle.
Yeah.
Don't have an oblique.
Don't preface all this. Just answer the question. Would he send them or not?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I respect your opinion.
Unless Juan Soto was up next or Giancarlo Stanton, which would have been hard to do since he was on base and he was the run on it. Yeah, I'm sending him because you needed a perfect throw in that spot even to get the slow lumbering Stanton.
So in three games, how many miscues have the Dodgers had defensively?
Not many. They've been great.
They're like the Royals of 2015.
But I don't think a throw 3 feet to the left, slightly offline, is a mistake. I think you are forcing him to make a perfect throw, and that's what he did. And he just beat it. So,
anybody else out there, maybe with the exception of Trevino, maybe Wells. I don't know how fast Wells is, but anybody else, I could see sending them. But I don't know. To me, it just seemed really, I don't know. It was a gamble, and it didn't pay off. Let's put it that way.
It did not pay off, that is for sure. They did get a home run by Alex Verdugo on the ninth, the two-run shot, but then that be that. Here was Freeman, all good on my end.
Been seeing the ball very well. Obviously, not missing any mistakes. Hopefully, we just can keep it going tomorrow. We got one more.
Series, five straight World Series games going back a few years. He has really been on target. Off target has been one Aaron Judge, who continues to just whiff and not look very good at the plate. Do you feel like you're letting your team down at this point?
Definitely. You know, you want to be getting the hits. You want to be doing, going out there and doing your job. But, I'm not doing my job right now. So, got to pick it up.
And so they're down 3-0. Anthony Rizzo says and understands they got to be better.
Yeah, we got to string together a couple hits, a couple big innings, and just to apply a little bit of pressure.
Now, Clark Schmidt got the start. Not much length, as we like to say. Walker Buehler went five. I love it. I know Walker Buehler was fine. It was five innings. We're like, whoa, what a start by Walker Buehler. It was five innings. That said, Clark Schmidt doesn't even get out of the third. He says he was really fired up for this.
I mean, obviously, coming out the gates a little hot against Ohtani, and then after that, we felt like we settled down well. I mean, I felt like I was making really good pitches, and then just a two-strike mistake to Freeman there.
Yeah, but a big two-strike mistake that set the tone for the night, which felt off from that point forward. Then you've got the series. It's 3-0. We don't play Aaron Boone. There's only 2 seconds of him here in this clip.
Only one team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in World Series history. How do you like your chances heading into game four?
We're trying to get a game tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
Well, I mean, that was... I would have been pissed off if I were Aaron Boone, the way that question was asked.
One pitch, one inning, Jerry.
You're going to lose this series eventually. You're dead. You're done. Your season's over. How do you feel?
Not great. Here's Dave Roberts on the other side of things.
You're one of the few people on earth who know what it's like to come back from a 3-0 deficit.
Don't talk about that. Wrong guy. Way too early.
And of course, referencing the Red Sox and the Yankees from 20 years ago. And so that's the situation we're in right now. Game four tonight, Luis Gil makes the start for the Yankees. Bullpen game for the Dodgers, who can wrap it up at Yankee Stadium. They played in the ninth inning last night. I don't know if you're still on it or not. They played the Marlins celebrating Yankee Stadium. It looks so weird.
Yeah, 2003.
Just like dead, and they're out there, and I don't know, it's just strange.
Josh Beckett.
Yeah.
Brad Penny.
Here's the thing. Like, you just got to say to yourself, don't let them celebrate on your field. You got two games. You take them one pitch, one inning, one at bat at a time, and you try to get out of this malaise and this funk, and you win one game.
Win a game.
And then you come back, you win the next one, and then you if they're gonna celebrate, let them do it at home. Don't let them do it on your field.
Oh, we will have all the action for you again on the fan
by
like
the
we
way,
did last night. Yes, by
we're
the way.
We're talking a lot about secondary ticket prices for these games. These have had to crater now.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's interesting.
And I think about people who bought the tickets early before the season started and paid an insane amount of money. I'm thinking about my buddy who sold a Game 5 tickets and was going to make a $20,000 profit if that game was played. He's probably
what happens
bricks.
In that situation? Does the ticket go back to the original ticket holder, or are you stuck with it as...
No. I mean, you just... No. Everybody gets their money back. Everybody. So,
but I thought the team usually holds the money till next season or for a future purchase. When you buy it on the secondary market, StubHub would have to, or Vivid or whoever, would have to refund you your money then?
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, they're hoping for everybody's hoping for a game five. Let's put it that way.
Of course. I mean,
and believe me, the Yankees want a game five because they want.
They don't want to be eliminated from the World Series.
You are correct.
I'm talking about the Yankee brass. They want two more home games.
Oh, hell
sold
yeah,
out.
They do. So before the series began, we looked at these prices, and I think the cheapest get in the door price for the Yankees after fees was $1,600.
Now what is it?
Before fees, I don't know, with fees, $500.
There you go. It's cratering.
Not exactly cheap, but a third of what it was just a couple of days ago.
What they were, yeah, because wow. Everybody thought that the Yankees could win in five.
And that's tonight. That's the 29th. I imagine the ticket prices for the 30th, which we don't even know if they will play, would be even less than that. So.
Al, you said the Dodgers in five?
I did, yes.
Man, you're all over this.
Well, it could be a sweep situation.
Yeah, but you said in five. I mean, you know, the Yankees got to get one, don't they?
I would think so. I think accidentally.
No, they don't.
No,
not sure. I know, Eddie, you don't care. I know.
But, like, there's no indication that they will get one. So, we'll see. That'll be tonight on The Fan. We had the Giants play last night. Didn't go so good for them.
Hawk gets this punt off. Austin fields it, retreating at his own 26. Veers to the far sideline. Turns the corner. He's up to midfield. He's to the Giant 40. Still running. To the 10, to the 5, touchdown! 74 yards, Calvin Austin!
And that snapped a field goal fest of a tie at
Bob
9.
Hopper.
The go-ahead touchdown. Austin later with a 29-yard touchdown catch in the fourth. Steelers beat the Giants 26-18.
Can somebody tell me how that punt...
Punt.
The punt return, how that was not a roughing the punter on the Steelers.
So there were a couple of these this weekend that I don't understand that weren't. Do they do running in the kicker anymore, or is it still just roughing? I forget.
No, I think they still have both.
This is the plant leg that a Steeler rolled up into. I don't know what. I guess it's going to take somebody to blow out a knee. And normally I know punters sometimes like to, you know, put a little show on. They try to, you know, get the flag and all that. This was a legitimate hit. And I'm like, how did you not? After all the effing penalties that were thrown last night.
God, it's a ton again.
It's horrendous. And that, and I'm not, that one call on Malik Nabers.
I mean, not on the one that didn't get called?
No, the one that did get called. The one that called, when the touchdown was called back.
Oh, that one. I thought you were talking about when his hand was being held by the defender.
And that didn't get called, yeah.
Right. I mean, that was insane.
That didn't get called. So you got roughing the punter here. They don't call that. I thought, anyway. And then they call this little ticky-tack. And I know that ESPN confirmed that that's the right call. I mean, like, you see that every weekend. There's, like, no consistency with any of this.
Bingo. That's the biggest
problem. And that's the thing
problem.
That is so effing frustrating. I don't know. The Giants were competitive last night, but the second half was, especially that 2-point play was. Troy said it. I think last night, because that was embarrassing.
Yeah,
and it was embarrassing because I'm like, all right, everybody's looking at Daniel Jones. They should all know that this play is happening because I know what this looks like, and I know how it's called in the huddle, and I know that they go through walkthrough, they go through practice. You line everybody up over to the left. And if the quarterback immediately sees that the Steelers are not adjusting to it, he's going to throw the ball out there.
Mm-hmm.
And not one guy.
They didn't move.
Not one guy had an understanding of what we're doing.
Didn't look like
and
it.
And I understand why Daniel Jones was so angry. But then again, Daniel Jones makes a mistake on the strip sack of T.J. Watt.
He did.
They were supposed to have the tight end was supposed to move from the left side to the right side, and Daniel never moved him.
Correct.
And even Troy said, can we get a little help on T.J. Watt in this situation?
Yeah, because the Singletary kind of ran out like in a route, and he was wondering why he didn't help the chip.
And the one thing that was really evident, and maybe this was because it was Monday night, and you remember what happened last year on a Monday night when Brian Daboll basically said off camera to Joe Buck that he needs to get more energy out of Daniel Jones?
Yeah, yep.
I noticed immediately that Brian Daboll was intense last night.
Oh my God!
And I know, you know what?
Screaming at the refs over the illegal motion and stuff. I mean, he was covering his mouth this time when he was screaming at him.
But the point being is that I understand what he's doing. He's trying to bring the energy to a flatliner. He's trying to be everything to everybody in terms of bringing the heat, bringing the energy, getting in the face of the players. I actually admire that. I think it's a lost cause at this point.
And Deontay Banks, he did bench him after that whiff of a tackle.
Well, hell yeah.
He did that too.
That guy, I mean, you watch him on the field, you're like, oof.
Yeah. And Tyrone Tracy, by the way, went into concussion protocol despite his monster game. It happened late in the fourth quarter when he hit the back of his head on the turf. I'll get to this next hour. Let me just give you quickly last night at the Garden.
The Bird goes back door. Mark trying to stay with him. Still a slight lift. Garland hoist up the three and nails. Darius Garland having a huge fourth quarter.
He had a huge night all around. Yeah, we here. Cavaliers win 110-104. They came back from 72-59 down in the third.
Did you guys by any chance see the pregame on MSG with this show?
I did not.
I did. I was watching, you know, our buddy Wally Zerbe. Oh, okay. Up there. And I don't know where. I think they had him on the ceiling. They were up.
Well, they do, and they go to the Chase Bridge. They do
is that. Where they
That's
are?
Where Bill Pito was too. Because I turned it on when they did the open with Pito.
But they got
and
no
sent it
room
down
for those guys down on the court.
I don't know. I think that's where they always do it. I thought
right. when they're at the Garden, that's where they are.
Just, I'm afraid that Wally's going to fall over or something.
110-104 the final. 34 for Garland, who was 12 of 19 shooting. Donovan Mitchell had 25. Here was. Well, I'll give you Tom Thibodeau, just not loving the way his team played.
You can't just stare at the ball. You have to stare at the whole court so you know. You got to read the man in front of you. What's he doing so we don't get guys drifting up on each other?
Yeah, apparently Cleveland just played much better defense. I was in and out on this game. Saw enough of it, but not all of it. Jared Allen at 15-15. Josh Hart left in the fourth quarter. There was some question if he would play or not because of the ankle. He did play, but then did leave late. Brunson went out and then back in. He had 21 points, but he was just 8 of 24 shooting. The Knicks are in Miami tomorrow night. Mavericks beat the Jazz 110-102. Notable because in the loss, Utah forward, a young kid too, drafted last year, first round, Taylor Hendricks suffered a broken leg and a dislocated ankle. And the video is just terrible.
Awful, yeah.
Nets play the Nuggets tonight on 94.7 The Block and streaming on 94.7 The Block on the free Odyssey app. And I'll leave you with this. You tell me what you think this is. Eddie, just listen, make sure I got all the beeps properly. I think I got them.
You weren't even towards me?
Yeah,
you weren't even close.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Call
the cops.
Any idea what that might be? I'll go around the room. Al, any idea what that might be?
I'm going to say that's in the parking lot before the Steeler game.
That's a great guess. You are so... No. Eddie?
No guess. No guess.
None.
Man. None.
Boomer.
That
I get the sense you saw it.
No, I didn't see it. I would say, that has to be outside the Cowboy-San Francisco game.
That's a good guess.
Where the fans got heated.
Yeah, I didn't
you
see
You saw this?
I didn't. No, I didn't see it, Jerry, but I know that sound. I've heard that sound many times.
That's a punch right to the face.
No, it's a driver hitting someone in the head.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that is?
Happened in British Columbia. Yep. And I guess a guy got confronted by not yelling four, yep. hit up on them, and then a guy came over and basically just walloped him with the club, and he got arrested.
You know, he hit him with the golf club?
Yeah, right. Right in the head.
So he almost hit him with the ball, and then now he hit him with the golf club.
Yeah, it was unclear to me which one was which, but yes, the one guy was ticked off. I don't know if it was the guy that got hit on or the guy that was being yelled at, but there was some alcohol involved, and he's in jail.
Right. And that was the second incident that this guy had on a golf course in the last couple of months.
Anger management issues.
Yep.
Oof-ah. So there you go.
Hopefully he doesn't ride on the Southern State Parkway.